It is my absolute pleasure to welcome you to Phoenix on this long-awaited day. As Will said, I am the Executive Director of Alternative Fuel Vehicle Institute, or AFVI as we call it for short, which is based in Las Vegas. 2 years ago, AFVI assumed responsibility for creating an industry-sponsored conference, which is a spinoff of what had been the Department of Energy's Clean Cities Conference. I am pleased to report that industry took the reins with us and has made huge time and financial commitments to define and implement this very successful event. Our industry has long acknowledged the Department of Energy's vision in creating the Clean Cities Program. After 12 years of tireless work, there is a national network of 88 community-based coalitions around the country. We are fortunate to have two coalitions in Arizona, one in Tucson and the other in Phoenix. Clean Cities coordinator Colleen Crowninshield, who was last year's coordinator of the year, has done an extraordinary job. Stakeholders Tom Campbell from Parnell, USA, Charlie Johnson from the City of Peoria, Israel Garza from Salt River Project, and Rhett Crowninshield from Clean Energy have done a superb job in representing the Phoenix Coalition. Would the Executive Committee members and the Arizona Planning Committee please stand for a little recognition? Our hats are off to you guys. I'd also like to recognize, even though they're probably not in the room, three members of the AFVI team who just epitomize the word tireless. I would like to recognize Laura Corcoran and Jackie Lanning and Claudia Getz from the AFVI staff who have worked to put this entire show together. Jay Leno, who is on television way too late for an old lady like me, commented recently, as I understand he's doing regularly, on gas prices. And this is what he said. At the gas station near my house, they have a slot for your credit card and one right next to it for your 401k. Now, that's gallows humor, I understand, but in a conversation with an industry friend recently, we observed that our industry stands pretty much alone in cheering on higher prices because it makes the economic case for alternative fuels even stronger. The business case matters a lot, and combined with oil supplies and depletion, environmental effects, many well-known people and businesses have joined the alternative fuels bandwagon. It feels like broad-based support when from Senator Obama and President Bush to Willie Nelson and Julia Roberts, everyone seems to be entering the alternative fuels game. That broad-based support has been used this year to present a fascinating array of participants. A couple of highlights might illustrate that. Focus on Fleets is an initiative that was launched by our conference executive committee, who early on articulated to us the desire to emphasize fleets as the most desirable audience. Funded by Alternative Fuel Vehicle Solutions, there are close to 200 fleets attending the conference this year, which is a 300% increase over last year. Joining us is a dramatically diverse range of fleets, including Lasco Bathware, Partners Healthcare, Yellow Cab, U.S. Air Force, and Walmart. The passage of the long-awaited energy bill was a benchmark for the alternative fuels and vehicles industry. Understanding what it contains, how it's implemented, and the industry goals for the next round of legislation are among the topics that you will hear about in the next few days. J.J. Brown, legislative assistant to Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah, will open Fleet Day, which is tomorrow, and will provide an overview of what the legislation contains and what it can do for our industry. On Wednesday morning, the directors of the alternative fuel associations, joined by Honda's lobbyist, will go into the details of how implementation provisions can make the business case for alternative fuels. Blogging. Everybody's talking about blogging. It ain't easy being hip comes to mind when I share with you our latest addition to the Congress. Chuck Zimmerman is a journalist who is bringing us into the age of what technologies can do. He's a reporter armed with cameras, digital audio recorder, and computer. And prior to, during, and even after the conference, Chuck will post stories, pictures, links, and interviews multiple times daily during the conference. He'll cover the event on his website, Domestic Fuel, with a link to the AFVI homepage. People who are interested in the conference but couldn't be here will be able to get a blow-by-blow detail of what has happened, and it also serves as a live daily online media kit. So keep your eyes open because we're blogging. I thank you all for coming. I look forward to meeting many of you over the next few days.